hour two of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Step into the set of American Idol. Your friends all said you had a voice with no rival. They said your golden tones were the best in the land. But something bad happened when they kicked in the band. Better keep your day job. You'll never be a heartthrob. You won't be walking down Sunset Boulevard. Better keep your day job. They left the door open when you stepped on the stage. You thought you were turning a brand new page. But when you started singing, the judge began to scowl. Every dog in four blocks couldn't help but howl. Better keep your day job. You'll never be a heartthrob. You won't be walking down on Sunset Boulevard. Better keep your day job. Someone sacrificing a goat. I broke three ribs trying to get my remote. The whole nation suffered when you held that note. But it should have been something that the doctor wrote.
It should have been something that the doctor wrote.
Better keep your day job. You'll never be a heartthrob. You won't be walking down Sunset Boulevard. Better keep your day job. Chairs in your rage. You got back on the bus still wearing a frown, but there was no party waiting when you got back in town.
See you back at your day job. Washing dishes at the truck stop. Your pots and pans will listen to your hip-hop.
We're glad you're back at your day job. Make sure you punch off. Yours for that cup you broke.
What the heck you were thinking?
Ooh, that's Jim Bowen, who's been writing songs since forever. His influences include deep roots in old country music, blues, and 70s rock. I always start with a melody and work backwards because the melody is the most memorable part of the song. He says it's a little unorthodox, I'll admit, but seems to work. And yours truly does it the same way. Jim Bowen. If you're an aspiring songwriter and you have material that you think would work in TV and in movies, check out Taxi.com. They're the world's leading independent artist and repertoire company. Since 1992, Taxi has specialized in giving artists, bands, and songwriters real access to the people in the music business who have the power to sign deals. Taxi.com. Up next, Kathy English with a song titled The Old Woman on MHB.
That young girl inside of me. insides were fresh and all appeared new. Life will reach up and capture the view. Age makes no difference from within your mind. The thrill is the same every time. If it's the call of the geese wending up overhead, warmth of a child nestled in bed, brilliant scent of new fallen snow, smile from the one who you might like to know.
Following that unmistakable sound.
Jerry Cease was born into a large family in St. Paul, where he learned to love harmonizing with his family when he was just five. After learning keys on church organs and developing his vocal skills in choirs, he heard Elvis and was hooked on rock, soul, blues, and R&B. Taught himself how to play guitar during his high school and college years, played with well-known Minnesota bands, one of which opened for such major artists as Santana and Elton John. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, and you know that voice, that's my sidekick. Oh, no, that's my co-host, John Tweet, our sidekick, I should say.
Cyber.
Yeah,
cyber
yeah, sidekick. You came up with that term last week. That was great. Bob Muscovitz, our cyber sidekick down in Hackensack, Minnesota. I went through Hackensack last weekend.
Did you see Bob?
No, oh. I don't know, just didn't. We were on the way to a wedding, you know, and on the way back, my wife is always in a hurry to get home. She's such a homebody, you know.
Yeah.
But we will arrange it sometime. And, you know, got to meet Patty.
I can't wait.
The better half. So, anyway, that was The Wheel by Larry Cease. And by day, he's a mild-mannered psychologist. Well, John, how are you today?
Not bad.
Yeah, we had a good time last night. We watched baseball, watched the Detroit beat the Twins.
Yes.
Tampa Bay beat the Yankees. And what did they do?
They eliminated them. From the playoffs completely. So we don't have to worry about the Yankees winning the World Series this year.
Or sneaking in a side or back door, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an injury-ridden team. Can't blame the manager, really. But I'm not sure he'll have a job next year. Hard telling.
Never know.
Yeah. And the Red Sox are off tonight, so we won't be reporting that score. But it's looking good for the Red Sox. The Tigers.
It's going to be Red Sox and Rays for the ALCS.
And then
me and you are going to battle it out.
That's okay, as long as it's a clean fight.
And we won't National League, speak who do you, to each other.
Who do you think is going to be in the series in the National League?
I'm going for Pittsburgh, but I kind of doubt it. Braves and Dodgers are looking like the two strongest teams over
really?
There.
St. Yeah. Louis, you're not?
No.
Hmm.
No.
As a Red Sox fan, I think of St. Louis as the Yankees of the National League because they've whooped up on us back in 47 and 60, 40, yeah, and 67. And you don't forget.
Right.
Yeah, having a good time here on Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 at Northland Community and Technical College. This program is funded by the Minnesota Cultural and Arts Heritage Fund. Well, up next, I got a few songs off of Facebook the other day from Captain Carl, my good buddy. In case you're wondering, folks, his name is Carl Wicklund. He lives just south of Range, Wisconsin, but does a lot of performing in the Twin Cities with Memphis Evans and Shotgun Red and Mississippi Seven. And this is a song that I've heard him play. He's played it in concert with me. It's called... You know, last week we had Behind the Curtain, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is called Introducing the Door.
I hope it's just as good.
Okay. Here's Captain Carl. In fact, I just talked to him a few minutes on Facebook, and he's trying to set up a gig because I'm going to be down in Wisconsin on the third weekend of October. He's going to try to set up a gig that for us to do our Carl v. Carl routine.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, here's Introducing the Door.
Get out of my house, let me be, let me invite you all back in immediately. The tranquilizer set to stun, the killing has not yet begun. I've seen you once or twice before, so let me introduce the door. Introducing the door, he comes from the third floor. He's a pretty nice guy, so please don't be shy when you meet the door. Stand up and go through, if it's the first thing you do. I could have told you the thresh would not hold you when you met the door. The door is your hope. It's a long enough rope. It's not a big deal. He knows how you feel when you meet the door. Oh, the door is your friend, but the door doesn't bend. Be kind to the door, be kind to the door, be kind to the door. A brick just crumbled to my head. If I were living, I'd be dead. I've seen you twice or thrice before. Let me introduce the door. As empires fall, the door waits in the hall. You started to run, but now what have you done? You've forgotten the door. The vaporizer set to stun. The killing has not quite begun. I've seen you three times, maybe four. So let me introduce the door. Seen you too often to ignore. So let me introduce the door.
A little cryptic, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah? You think he's telling somebody to leave, huh?
That's what I got out of it, yeah.
We talk about the songs while they're playing here. And
like, there's the door.
Captain Carl's a deep dude. I tell you, he's an English teacher in Luck, Wisconsin, the home of the Cardinals. And also the site of my first public performance at the Danish Brothers Society Hall back in the winter of 64, maybe early 65. I'm not even sure. Might have been early 64, playing bass for the Tremadons. And
that's quite a while ago.
Yeah, you know, if I'm
like
not mistaken.
That's 50 years.
Yeah, that's like almost 50.
Yeah.
Fifty? Wow.
You should figure out what date it was. Do you know what date it was?
I stopped by the Inter-County Leader newspaper office in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. Well, this was probably 10 years ago, and I rifled through newspapers for that year, but I was short on time. I couldn't go through a lot of them. I was just going through the cold weather months because I was pretty sure it was in like February. And I couldn't find anything, so I don't know if maybe they didn't even put an ad in the paper.
Yeah.
I know we rented the hall and then charged a buck at the door, and I seem to remember making $12 that night. That's big bucks for a young kid.
You should figure it out or get close, and then for the 50th anniversary, we'll have a show.
You know, there's some talk about reuniting that band. I wasn't the original bass player. A guy named Les Ryback was. Same last name as the mayor of Minneapolis. I don't know if there's any relation. I think Les has passed. But he moved to Michigan, and they recruited a 14-year-old freshman in high school. And but I'm in touch with all three members of the band, other members. My brother was the lead guitar player. A fella named Jerry Prokop was the rhythm guitar player, lead singer, and the drummer was a very, very fine drummer named left-hander named Louis Carl. And it seems like everybody is kind of willing to try it, so we'll see. We'll keep you posted. Say, we were down at TJ's Tavern again this last Monday in Oakley, and John Kimball, the host, got up and played some really nice songs. I'm trying to think of that one that he did that. Well, you weren't there.
I didn't go this time.
No. Yeah.
He's got such a repertoire.
And, of course, Dallas King was there, the country crooner.
That's what I go to see.
And Andy Miller, English teacher par excellence from Northland College here, is we finally got him up on stage, and now we can't get him off.
Yeah.
And he plays a lot of Americana music, songs by people like Robert Earl Keen and John Prine. And can you think of any others?
I know the songs. I just thought they were all John Prine songs. But.
No, and then he also played Christy, one of his originals, mm-hmm. And that's a nice song.
That's a good
anyway,
one.
John Kimball has two CDs, and up to now we've only played songs off the second one, but we're going to hear a song right now. We're going to do two, one off the first one. It's the title song off of Out in the Cold, and I think that CD came out in 98. Then we're going to do Kendry's Cafe off of the Ben in the Heartland CD that came out about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And John, like so many musicians is so busy with running a business and family and everything that he needs to get around to doing another CD, he said. But right now he's working on one for his wife, Tanya. So, and together they're just magic. Here's a double decker by John Kimball.
Unusually cold, we did everything wrong. We were out of control. Yeah, we planted a seed, seemed like a good start. We didn't have what love needs. I guess the ground was too hard. Every once in a while, have a piece of homemade pie, but it's mostly just to see that smile. Yeah, I'll have some coffee, about a half a cup more. I'd like to chat, but thank you, ma'am's about all I find the courage for. Probably got some perfect boyfriend, but I see she does not wear a ring. I imagine she's so lonely, her life is total misery, because that's the only way to think her life could be improved by me. Oh, I like to dream. All I ever do is dream. hard sell, but I don't think it works. No rude jokes, no innuendo like all those other desperate jerks. But someday she might notice and appreciate my subtle ways, and I'll parade around this town with the waitress from Kendra's Cafe. Oh, I like to dream. Oh, I like to dream. Oh, I like to dream, dream, dream. About all I ever do is dream. Oh, I like to dream. Oh, I like to dream. Oh, I like to dream, dream, dream. About all I ever do is dream. About all I ever do is dream. About all I ever do is dream.
Well, there you go.
A double shot
of John Kimball, the man from Maryland who decided I wanted to come back to my roots and work on a farm in rural Minnesota, Northwest, Oakley, for an uncle, I believe, and fell in love with it, and eventually met the love of his life, Tanya, and the rest.
It all worked out well.
Yes, sure did. It's history. Well, next in our queue
Let's play a lady.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from a lady.
Not this hour, no. Yeah. That's not right.
No.
But you know, in a way, we can kind of blame the ladies because we have a shortage of lady songs.
I've always had a shortage of ladies.
Ladies. Yeah, my son was telling me that today. Oh, my son. How can I forget?
I know. I was going to bring that up.
Happy birthday, 34 years old, to my son, Brian.
Yes.
He was born at 11:43.
A.M.?
A.M. on Wednesday, September 26, 1979, at Fairview Southdale Hospital in Edina, Minnesota. And talked to him. He's in real good spirits today. He was cooking up a storm for a bunch of friends. And I think I might see him next month sometime.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah.
Discussing politics with him.
Oh, gosh. Never the twain shall meet there. Monica LaPlante released a 5-song EP titled Jour, like soup de jour.
Oh, yeah.
She is a Twin Cities-based singer-songwriter who accompanies herself on guitar and piano, and her bio simply states, I make music.
That's good. She didn't go overboard with some crazy backstory or anything.
No blathering.
Right. Get to the point.
Yes, what does Bill O'Reilly call it? He's got another word for pontificating.
Never watched the guy.
Anyway, I'm trying to think what that word is. Bloviating, yes. Hey, here's Matches by Monica LaPlante.
Yeah.
Well, John, you've never heard that song before. How did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Is she out now?
Yeah, she's...
She's in her 20s?
Yeah, I wonder if she isn't a graduate of McNally Smith College of Music.
It sounded like so 50s. Late 50s, early 60s. Like
very derivative.
I liked it. I want to meet her.
Yeah, retro. And you commented that it sounded like another song you've heard.
Oh, yeah. Like the Oneaters.
Yeah. Very, that chord pattern. It was in D, from a D to G minor. Very much like that thing you knew.
Yeah.
Thing you knew. The thing you do. Haven't even had any beer. But, you know, we were drinking beer last night while we were watching baseball. And your favorite, Stella Artois.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not much of a beer drinker. Once I get done with supper, I'm full and I don't feel like it. To me, beer's an appetizer, but I don't mind drinking two or three for an appetizer before a meal.
Yeah.
And I was drinking my Blue Moon last night and topped it off with a Stella.
And we'll probably do the same
Stella,
in about an hour.
Stella! got my trusty guitar here, but first, we're going to do a song by my good friend who played drums with me in a band named Spunk and all other sorts of musical projects. Dear, dear man, most inventive man I know, Mr. Don Karski. Here's Music, Movies, and Memories on MHB.
Music, Movies, Memories. Music. Sound is created, not perceived. Too swiftly vibrate the string and reed. Meld together, they suit our need. See the necklace and not the bead. Music is made that way. Movies. Still pictures move, we elude. This because our vision crude. Without aid, our eye is nude. Lying eggs become a brood. Movies are made that way. Memories. Note the pace of our perception. A neural race for the protection of biochemical connection. Winners map out their selection. Memories are made that way.
Well, bet you've never heard of congas. They're called conga poems. And you can find them on YouTube, Conga Poems by Mr. Don Karski. And I'm sitting here with my guitar again, and I'm still in a pensive mood. I just don't feel like playing a funny song tonight. I'm sorry. I didn't feel like it Monday either. I don't know, going through. Must be a midlife crisis or something. Maybe it's male menopause. Who knows? Smoky purple clouds in the sky, heavy laden, about to cry. I guess that no one ever said that life was fair. The There's an ill wind blowing my way. Disappointment every day. I know what's coming. I can feel it in my bones. When it rains, it pours buckets from the sky, drenching me with sorrow. Can there be a dry tomorrow? When it rains, it pours. I don't know where or why I. All I feel's this awful dread. So I just hang my head and let it rain. So many people leaving this town, crossing over, up or down. And I just stand here wondering which way to turn. I just know that left to my designs, I'll step backwards into time. At least I know what's waiting for me in the past. When it rains, it pours buckets from the sky, filling me with sorrow. Can there be a dry tomorrow? When it rains, it pours. I don't know where or why. All I feel's this awful dread. So I just hang my head and let it rain. I'm beginning to see a different view and question actuality. Time has vaporized right before my eyes, and it's suffocating me. When it rains, it pours buckets from the sky, drenching me with sorrow. Can there be a dry tomorrow? When it rains, it pours. I don't know where or why. All I feel's this awful dread. So I just hang my head, let it rain. Thank you. I wrote that song in 2000, right after my mother passed away. I was laying in bed, and I was looking out the window, and we have these high privacy windows, and I was looking to the east, and the sun was going down the west and reflecting, and it was just one of those beautiful purple and reddish skies. And I just, that first line came to me, smoky purple clouds in the sky. I was sad. Missed my mom. Well, John, you've requested a song by your favorite songwriter, correct?
Yes. Should I turn this around?
Yeah, please do.
I was going to play Queen Jane approximately.
Yeah.
For Jane, for your wife, because she became a mother 34 years ago today. But it's not in the system, so I picked Motorcycle Nightmare. Pretty much the same.
And what's this song about?
You'll see. It's a funny song.
Okay.
It's one of his silly ones.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, Bob has a silly side, for
he
sure.
He does. Oh, yeah.
The pump don't work.
Yep. Motorcycle Nightmare.
I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying I'd big farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of a Dolce Vita. Amelia tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now, that you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten doctor, commie rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Well, I never know really what he's talking about.
That's about Psycho, the yeah. movie.
Okay. Yeah. I
kind of.
It's a terrible admission being having a degree in English. It's kind of a dime a dozen, though, those are. Although mine was not liberal arts. Mine was for teaching, and I taught 3 years at a little town in Wisconsin called Elmwood, the UFO capital of the world.
Hmm.
And they have a big, had a big rash of UFO sightings back in the early 80s. And
did you see one too?
No, but They also had about 7 bars in a town of 1,000. Could be a connection.
The aliens like to go there and drink?
Yeah, maybe so. Although I had a student, farm kid, his mother, very reliable person, she told me to my face that she had something hovering right over her car, a big, bright, shiny light. And it's like, wow, you know, how do you disbelieve that? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Extra ET, extraterrestrial life.
Definitely.
Yeah, why not? I'll give a vote.
I believe in all that stuff, ghosts. And
check in with our cyber sidekick, Bob Muscovitz. He says, wow, Carl, when it rains, it pours. He says, beautiful. I'm humbled. Maybe I should put that on an album. Talk to John Kimball a little bit more about my first CD, and he thinks I should take more of a rootsy approach to it, something that he can lend his expertise to. He's such a rootsy artist.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with Mr. Kimball on this one.
Mm.
You've got your own style. We don't need to try and fit you into something else.
Okay. Well,
Like the last one you just played sounded like Bread to me. Bread and Summer Breeze. That kind of style.
Yeah,
that's more you. I'm not folk pop.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. That's what I say. I'm folk pop.
Yeah.
Kind of early middle Gordon Lightfoot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Times I just don't know. Well, thank you, Bob. I just proposed something to Bob that we should start patching him into the show via Skype, and we could have three hosts here. It'd be fun. So, speaking of Bob, here is Bob Muscovitz off his Pot of Gold CD titled Got No Money on Homebrew.
I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. I grew up in a factory town. I never gave a thought about getting rich. Working at the mill, getting pushed around by executives, all getting their kicks. They never say much when they come here. We all play by the rich man's rules. They drink champagne, I drink beer. All of us are working fools. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Understand, will I ever win? Money makes a greedy man. Do you count the sins? I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. My body in pride and thought to make a better product for you and me. While the rich man talks about the toys they bought, my pension plan doesn't mean a thing. Little to nothing after all these years. The executives took most everything. Help me, Lord, my heart's in tears. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy. With this great place, it's a lovely town that's soon to die. The mill closed down and changed its face. The rich man took, leaving poor man cry. I stand in line to get my checks, while the judge said, that's too bad, you fools. After 40 years, oh, what the heck? This country played by the rich man's rules. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. Lord, please help me understand, will I ever win? Money makes a greedy man. Do you count the sins? I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. I got no money. though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave. I got no money to pay my rent. I got no money, it's all been spent. Well, I got no money, though I got paid. I got no money to buy my grave.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes.
Well, I sure know that feeling, and you're a struggling college student. You know that feeling. You know, I've been working 40-some years. I should be able to breathe a little easy, but
you would think.
That darn middle class is just disappearing. And oh, don't want to get political, though. It's no one person's fault. It's everyone's fault. Greed, right? We'll agree on
that. It's the whole state of the nation.
Yeah.
Everyone just has to have all this stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to
me. You make a good point. I don't need a lot of stuff. I'm happy just with a guitar and a new set of strings maybe every 6 weeks.
And a roof over your head.
Yeah, and that's good. I always tell my wife, I'm content.
Exactly.
Although I would like to buy a new guitar. It would be kind of nice.
That's not too much to ask.
No. I'd like to buy one of those Taylor T5s, I think. Kind of a combination.
Those like $2,000.
They start at about 18, yeah. They go up to about... The custom-made ones get a size like 4.
Jeez.
But I'd be happy with a honey blonde, honey sunburst, about $1,800, yeah. But the funny thing is there's so many of them on eBay, it's like people buy them thinking they're going to be the greatest thing, and then why do they sell them? I don't know.
I've known people like that.
And yet I've played one. I've played one on stage. They're wonderful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people buy expensive stuff, and then they think it's going to make them better at it. And it doesn't.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of time tonight, and I just would like to thank all you folks out there for supporting Minnesota Homebrew. We've been on the air since June of 2012, officially July 1st, and we've had many, many shows. They are archived on prx.org, all that I've been able to. There have been a few I've missed because I've been out of town and haven't been able to pull that off.
But not many, though.
No. And they're replayed on Saturday night on RadioNorthland.org on the Northern Air HD2 channel. And for you who have trouble hearing it, maybe on RadioNorthland.org, the official website of Northland College, you can also go to a website called TuneIn.com and search for Pioneer 90.1 and find us there. And TuneIn has a great phone app.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah, so, wow. And
many ways to hear us.
We have many shows on this station. We believe it's the most eclectic public station in all of Minnesota. And we have our station director, Mark Johnson, to thank, and his sidekicks, Ron West and Glenn Broggett, and all of the other volunteers here. And a big thanks to the college president and Tempty for making this all possible. There have been times when the station's floundered and things didn't look good, and now doing great.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to contribute to be an underwriter to this wonderful work, you can go on to RadioNorthland.org and find the button to click there. And it's a good way of spending your money. It's all tax deductible. There's my splee.
Good job.
Thank you. I really, really enjoy sitting here and sharing the creative efforts of all these wonderful songwriters. And if you're wondering how to submit, you go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, and click on the About button, and you will find all the information you need to either send a CD or upload it to box.com or email MP3s to me. WAV files or CD quality files are too big to email.
I like getting the physical package in the mail.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I noticed you opened one the other day, and it was those two by David Meeks.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You get to see the album art and everything. That's what I'm into, the liner notes.
I miss albums. They were a big thing when I was a kid, of course. My favorite still is Rubber Soul.
Mm-hmm.
The American version.
also good.
Yeah, the English version is good too. It has some songs I didn't realize were on the English version, like Drive My Car, and I'm not sure if We Can Work It Out's on there. Not sure.
No. It was a single.
No, we often play songs by this next gentleman, and this is our last song of the night, so...
Oh, we're not going to hear the Woodpicks.
No.
Oh, we ran out of time.
Next week we'll have to do that.
Yes. Support and local artists. There's only like four of us. We got to get some music by Lisa.
Yes, Lisa Dixon. We got to get her in live. Let's talk to her about maybe Thursday getting her in. She's one of our volunteers there.
Yeah.
But we play a lot of music by Dale Manton, who in the 60s played in a Twin City group called The Gestures. And this was one of my favorite songs as a kid when I listened to WDGY or KDWB. And it's titled Run, Run, Run. Dale Menton and The Gestures, thanks for joining us. Say goodnight, John.
Good night.
Set you free. Run, run.